Born to Fly by Michael Ferrari, narrated by Rachel DeLude. For my daughters, Clarissa and Eva. Chapter 1. Just 'cause I was a girl in 1941, don't think I was some sissy. Shoot, I saw stuff that would have made that bully Farley Peck pee right through his pants, like summer the year before. That's when me and my best friend Wendy saw the Jenny, the giant man-eating sea serpent that lived in Geneseo Bay. Except Wendy didn't get a good look like I did. To tell you the truth, I don't think she really saw anything. She just said she did to back me up. That's what friends do. But then Wendy's dad got a job building roads or houses or something with the Works Project Administration, and they moved to Wisconsin. It didn't really matter, because no one believed me anyway. I was always seeing stuff that no one else did. Mom thought I probably just needed glasses, but my dad said it was because I had imagination. Once, when I was 2, they found me way up on the roof of our barn. Dad said I must have flown up there. That's how I got my name.
What do you think, Bird?
This is the best birthday present ever, Dad. We were flying above the clouds in Mr. Watson's yellow Piper. I guided the small propeller plane so that it moved through the air just like an eagle. Seeing me in my World War I pilot skullcap and goggles and my Huck Finn dungarees, you would have never guessed that someone with a neat name like Bird McGill was actually just an 11-year-old girl. But I was. I worked the controls carefully, scanning the skies for bogeys at 12 o'clock.
She's no war hawk, but she sure beats that puddle jumper we had last year, Dad told me.
My dad was a mechanic.